Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ujambo. Hello, Kiswahili. Wednesday. Hump day. Middle of the week day. Today. May the 1st. 1865. A tradition called Decorations Day was initiated by former slaves to celebrate emancipation and commemorate those who died for their forefathers. Charleston, South Carolina, the recently freed black population held a parade of 10,000 people to honor 257 dead Union soldiers. The soldiers had been buried in a mass grave at the Washington Race Course, having died at the Confederate prison camp located there. After the city fell, the free black population unearthed and properly buried the soldiers, placing flowers at their graves. The event was reported contemporaneously in the Charleston Daily Courier and the New York Tribune. Historian David Blight has called this commemoration the first Memorial Day. However, no direct link has been established between this event and General John Logan's 1868 proclamation for a national holiday. Now, let me see if I got this right. In 1865, the black man created Decoration Day. Then in 1868, they like, oh, no, 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 no. It's not Decorations Day. It's Memorial Day. We're going to memorialize those people who had died. Excuse me? Excuse me? Happy Decoration Day, the power of my forefathers to establish something, and then the white man think you're going to take it. Okay, you took that then. You can't take it no more. It's over. I keep saying time and time and time again. Hear me clearly. As this world shrinks, the truth is coming to the surface. May the 1st, 1865, 10,000 people, 10,000 black people got together in honor, with pride, honor, and the utmost respect in and of their foreparents, their forefathers who had died so that they could be free in America. I'm going to say again, my forefathers bled and died for America, not United States, for America. One more time. Stop brainwash, letting people tell you who you is and who you ain't. Now, you ain't nobody, but say to them, we going to imitate and emulate them. No, we going to imitate them and then turn around and tell them what they did. Oh, you ain't did nothing. Who you think you is? 1865, you created something to glorify only y'all black peoples. Well, I tell you what we gonna do. We gonna change it to the end of May, and we gonna call it Memorial Day, to where we ain't even gonna include you in it. We gonna act like you is just what you always been: ignorant ass, lazy ass, ignorant. Me, 1, 2, 3, earth. I keep telling y'all. Time and time again. May 1st, 1865, Happy Decoration Day. 10,000 black people came together in a unified order to honor 257 black men who were sacrificed so that they could be there alive. Because the white man that threw them in a grave, the white man that took these people and threw them in a mass grave, just threw them in there. But the black people went and dug them up and buried them properly. One more time. Happy Decorations Day. Happy Decorations Day. Trip, seize, trip, seize, trip, seize, cool, calm, collected. Don't you forget that, man. Happy Decorations Day. A happy Decorations Day. The power of the black men. The power of the black men. A happy Decorations Day. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. May 1st, 1865. In honor of the black men who glorify other black men. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected.